can't put more than one in here, can you?
Good afternoon, everybody. We're going to call the meeting to order. We do have a quorum. Welcome, everybody, to all the members we haven't seen in a month. Good afternoon. Ground rules for communication. To our local station board, please raise your hand and wait to be addressed. Please be respectful of waiting your turn to speak if you have not been addressed. Members of the public, we do have times allocated for public comment, and so we are looking forward to hearing you speak during those designated times. Thank you. And if you are using any device that needs Wi-Fi, the network is the T Center West. It's all one word. And the password is T3916. So T-E-A-C-E 3916.
Chuck Anderson.
Presenting.
Ankine Antaram. Rodrigo Argueta.
Present.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Lydia Bertrand.
Here.
Steve Brooks.
Here.
Chris Condon. Chris Condon also made an excuse asking request for multiple meetings in December. John Crumshaw.
Excuse me? He made it for the last meeting, not for this one.
Oh, I stand corrected. John Crumshaw. Ariana Gladney.
Right here.
Tej Graywall.
Presente.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Nancy Kazar. Fred Klunder.
Presente.
Jim Lafferty.
Here.
Chapasa Uchembe requested an excused absence. Brenda Medina.
Present.
So I'm a superintendent, but I'm a chair facing the door. Brenda Medina is in here. Dutch Merrick.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
John Parker. Steve Fry.
Ahane.
Lawrence Reyes.
Aki.
Ron Spiestersbach.
Here.
John Wenger.
Here.
Lamont Yakey. Seventeen present, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Excuse absence requests were from Chisplatte Lucinda.
That's the only one I've received.
Are there... Is there a motion?
For what?
To accept it. Nancy Kazar also sent a request for an excuse after she had work today.
And Mr. Luchembe says he is officiating at a graduation ceremony at this time.
Nancy said she could make it if our time
You know, I've asked before, and I'm not sure where it is to have these excused absences placed publicly so we can all see whether they, you know, are real, kind of, and to know. I move that we have, again, all excuse absences that come in to be posted publicly to the full LSC.
A second.
How does that
I think that has been...
How's that different than what we're doing?
Right. That has been done before.
She sent it to me personally. I apologize if I should mention the whole OSB, and I did not announce it here.
I made a motion, so...
It's existing policy.
Okay.
We just need to do it.
If
they send it to you personally, you just need to support
that might be my mistake. I might have assumed that she sent it from local system board. I apologize.
And so you should...
I will forward it. It's Michael. And Michael?
I'm just saying to be the same as the secretary, because Mr. Jembe apparently communicated with him only.
Here's your mic.
I don't have a mic.
You don't have any mic today.
What? We're working. No, these mics were all tested. They're all working.
Okay, go ahead. Okay.
People need to... It won't work from that distance, Michael. I'm sorry.
No, it won't work when they're fighting down.
I got it.
I said that the secretary should follow the same rules as the Jembe family community, only the secretary, if the secretary or the chair would just forward those the OSB list in advance of the meeting.
Okay, which is the OSB list, or to, now we have two rules. They used to go to the officers, now it's the OSB list. So how many things are
we're forward them to the list. Yes, yeah,
we'll forward them after we get them.
I thought you were
it would seem to me to be needless email clutter for a member of this board to send a request to the chair and or secretary and then to ping it back to everybody. It seems very simple. Once we're in a meeting, if the chair just reads the request, hi, my name is Fred Smith, and I request it because I'm working. If you could just do that, it would streamline the process and not burden us with that excess email, unless a member of this board feels the need to have those emails because they don't have a busy schedule and they want to sit and investigate them personally, which wouldn't put it past people.
Just in response to I would like to reiterate, I will check. It might be my complete mistake, so I'm sorry for that to bounce around everywhere. That might have been sent to me directly, and I think it was sent generally to the board, as that was the protocol. That was my mistake. Definitely.
It's the policy.
Microphone.
We went through this before. The existing policy, and we actually had a vote on it. The policy is to send it to the entire list. If Judge wants to change the policy, we can move to do so. But the current policy is to send it to the entire list, and that includes the chair and the secretary.
And the LSB.
Yeah, the LSB list. So that way it's completely open, and I favor open, transparent government.
We are at time for the agenda item. So is there a motion to approve the report?
So moved.
Second.
Are there any objections?
Well, point of information or point of order, I did make a motion. I guess I'll withdraw my motion.
Thank you.
I don't know if I can do that.
The motion is already
here. It would be moved since there's already a motion. Currently,
okay. Are there any objections to approving the request for these absences? Seeing none? So moved. Timekeeper? Any objections?
And I do have two separate, so I'll be putting the phone out here so people can see the time. I know it's going to be a little small, but and I'll also have my own timer, so then that way people can see it.
Thank you.
And 90 seconds.
Okay. So we're at item number 1F, agenda approval. Are there any request amendments to the agenda?
Mike check. Thank you. I'll start with a question to the chair of governance, John Wenger. The delegates meeting agenda, do we approve that now, or is there a later approval for that once we get into the delegates meeting?
Yeah.
No. Do we approve that now?
No.
We approve that
section does exist.
Well, my question is, during this meeting that we're currently having, there's a moment to approve the agenda. On this agenda, there's a later section that says delegates meeting, but there's nowhere there that says to approve that agenda. So is this the appropriate time to approve that agenda as well?
1D on that agenda.
Thank you. Thank you.
Are there any other proposed amendments, Steve?
I object to the delegate meeting being public.
Can't hear you.
Microphone?
Use the mic. I can't hear you.
I'm objecting to the delegates meeting being public because it involves a matter that the public wasn't exposed to.
The requirements for a closed session meeting are for personnel matters, and that is not a personnel matter, so it was not put in closed session. Jim?
Number one, what Ted just said is also true from a legal point of view, but to address your objection from a common sense point of view, in fact, this issue has been aired in this board. Members of the public have spoken to the issue at a prior meeting, in fact, and the notion that somehow the public should not be privy to a discussion about the bad behavior of board that they or some of them may have, a board member who they may have helped elect, strikes me as undermining the very democracy which is the root of the fact that we have an elected local station board. So why, when it is not a personnel matter of the station, would you want to bar the public from hearing a motion to discharge from this board someone who they have helped elect? And seem to me they have every right to be here to hear that discussion.
Two quick questions. I noticed that item XII and XIII, new business is before old business. My understanding is that old business should always come before new business. Anyone disagree with that change? Maybe we should put old business first.
Are there any objections?
And additionally, I noticed that one of the primary functions of this board is going over the finances, and the treasurer's report is omitted, and I guess there's just a finance committee report, and it's way toward the end of the meeting. It seems to me that that should be, as we used to do, toward the beginning of the meeting, if anyone agrees with that.
Is there a suggested place where you would like to put that?
I would love to put it right after the GM report and have an actual treasurer's report from our treasurer, our elected treasurer.
It should be before.
So with that being, I have a question. So the public would respond to the GM, so it'd be between the GM and then the...
After item VI, please.
Okay. So the treasurer's report. Is there any objection to putting a treasurer's report from the body?
You have to close the
treasurer's report. Okay. Oh.
And then...
I apologize. I'm running ahead. Well, this is the old...
We'll take one at a time.
The first... proposed amendment was to put the order to put old business as item number 12. Is there any objection?
It was just a typo anyhow.
And then new business, well, just to put new business.
No need to waste time on
it. Okay. No objection. And then the next one was to make a treasurer's report before PNB report.
He's a new number, Roman.
He's a new Roman numeral 7.
AIA or something.
And which would make PNB reports Roman numeral 8. Are there any objections? Seeing none?
Okay. So, may I go next?
I agree with that. Mr. Crumshaw is before me. I'll be more than happy to deal with Mr. Raymond. And then, if you could come back to me after. Just the microphone. Before we took the excursion into the agenda correction, which should have come later, we should have brought some closure to this event, which is the discussion that was before us. That diversion was unnecessary, but we will, I hope, bring some kind of closure to the idea that a delegate or the removal of a delegate is a sensitive matter that needs to be in closed session. It's not appropriate to have that kind of information brought forth in a public session because the determination is going to be made by the delegates. And it's on a sensitive matter involving one of our own, and therefore, in respect for that person, we should also remember that this belongs in a closed session.
I would like to repeat that it's not a personnel matter, which would be a regardless.
I did not say it was a personnel matter.
Thank you. I have not, excuse me, Mr. Crenshaw, I have not called anyone to speak again. Thank you.
Point of information.
Point of information.
Does anyone have a Robert's Rules here?
Don't.
Mr. Lawrence, Mr. Wayne, you have the floor.
Yes, the proclivities that have been expressed.
Can you speak to the mic?
Give me 1 second.
Can you hear me now? Okay. So, in regards to this matter being taken in private session is ridiculous, because all the propaganda, all the attacks on people, including board members on this board, have been made public.
Yeah.
And the fact is that people have been exposed to this publicly, this kind of behavior, this kind of erratic, irrational behavior of the person that's going to be discussed in public. I hope that we have the spine and the rationale to have this discussion in public, because it really needs to be done in public because of the attacks, and the call to action to actually maim people and make them disabled have been made in public. So this person needs to be removed publicly.
Lydia?
Okay, so our bylaws and also what CPB requires trumps Roberts. So in terms of personnel and so forth, this is not personnel, etc. Having said that, on a previous occasion when there was a motion to censure someone, that's not even a removal, and I asked our counsel at the time if any of it should be in executive session, and he said if the person requests it, then it can be in executive session, which doesn't preclude us from reporting out in public session what the board votes to report out. But if we leave it up to the person, and that should be respected. Again, this is advice, so we don't have to take it personally. If someone asks to be in executive session, I would do it. And that's how I will vote. And so I do think that board issues, including removal in other stations, have been done in open session, as has happened in Texas. And it is a board member, it is not an employee. And so I think there are arguments, it's not our argument to make in terms of the executive session component, because we are required by CPB, we are restricted to have executive sessions based on what CPB has laid out and what our bylaws have laid out as what can go into executive session. This doesn't fall under that, but I would respect the will of the person. If he's not requesting it, then I think the conversation, if he's not here to respect it, the conversation is over.
I would like to remind the body that we are at time on this agenda. We still have announcements. So we need to approve the agenda. So
Please wait to be called on. Excuse me, I am not speaking. Point of order.
Okay. Also, I would like to remind the body, we have gone over ground rules for communication. Okay. Please wait to be called on.
Thank you.
Are you making a point of order right now?
Correct. A point of order does not require approval of the chair.
Okay. One person can speak at a time.
Okay, I apologize.
Is there a motion to extend time?
No.
Okay. We need to... Okay. We're gonna go ahead and take a vote on approving the agenda as is.
Point of order has to be dealt with right now.
The point of order?
Yes.
Yes.
From who? I delayed it. I thought I found what I had wanted. I will interrupt when I found
Thank
it.
Thank you. Okay, so the
thanks for delaying your interruption.
Agenda approval. If you are excused, let's keep order. We have so much business to take care of. Thank you. Okay, members of the public, please. If you would like to approve this agenda, please raise your hand.
as amended. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, yes. Objections to approving the agenda? As amended. 1, 2, 3. Abstentions? 1, 2. Ms. Kaufman, are you voting?
It's too busy.
Move on. Okay.
Yeah, I need another. Why is it that someone in the audience can interrupt and you say nothing about
it? I can only hear as many voices as I can hear.
I think you can hear that.
I understand what I can hear, Mr. Crenshaw. Thank you.
Right.
The vote is...
The yeses are 11, the noes are 3, the abstains are 2.
Okay, so the vote carries. The agenda is approved as amended. Okay, the minutes approval for April 16th. Oh, I apologize. Item number one. Item number two.
Did we skip the rest of one?
Item number one.
No, what is the rest of one?
Announcement?
Okay.
Item number two. The scheduling, location, and announcement of meetings. The first one is the Program Oversight Committee. The next meeting is on Monday, May 19th at 7:30 p.m. at the radio station. The Town Hall Task Force will be meeting on Tuesday, May 20th at 7 p.m. at the radio station.
Second floor.
The Personnel Committee will be meeting on Wednesday, May 21st at 7 p.m. at the radio station. The GM Search Committee, will be meeting on Tuesday, May 27th at 7 p.m. Members of the public are invited but are not voting members. And there will also be a meeting for the GM Search Committee in June. So this is an early announcement on June 6th, June 11th. Because that will be before our next
location. What time
is it? And that will be the June 11th GM Search Committee meeting will be at
May
27th.
Point of order, Madam Chair. I note that the Chair responded to a comment from the audience without correcting the audience.
Right. She is also the Chair of a local committee, which I announced a time for. Thank you. That's...
I guess I missed it when we moved on to number two without... Did we do minutes approval and announcements?
I don't think so.
We were at time and nobody was able to extend. I made an offer to extend time, nobody made a motion.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Missed it over here. Too bad.
I made a call for that. Outreach Committee, the next meeting is Thursday, June 5th at 7 p.m. at the radio station. The PNB, Pacifica National Board Committee of Inclusion, will be meeting on Sunday, June 15th at 3 p.m. at the radio station. The Governance Committee will be meeting on Monday, June 16th at 7:30 p.m. here at the Peace Center. The Finance Committee will be meeting on Tuesday, June 17th at 7:30 p.m. at the radio station. And the next local station board meeting is on Wednesday, June 18th here at 7 p.m. at the Peace Center. Those announcements are on your agenda, members of the public. Item number two. Implementation follow-up action items. Item number three, the Governance Committee.
Microphone
for John.
We did not. Take it out, please. Dead mic.
All sides.
Keep them on.
We did not discuss this.
Okay. So the uprising equipment, Mr. Brodsky, purchase and ownership.
Yes, the Indiegogo campaign to purchase the equipment was successful. The equipment will be purchased. The ownership is not in dispute. It is the ownership of the station. It is the station's equipment.
That's great.
Very good.
Okay. Thank you for that. And so we are on the next item, number four, your general manager report, summary Q&A. Would you like to summarize your report, please?
Certainly. I used the... I've used the template that Bernard used. I don't know if this is if this needs any kind of amendment. If anybody has problems with the format, please let me know. It starts with the manager's overview. Essentially, it is just a concern on the part of this manager and all the other managers too about the state of the network as a whole and what the individual stations need to address themselves to try to somehow come to grips with a very difficult fiscal situation. I do hope that this local station board understands that it is a subset of the PNB and that it too has responsibilities to the station and to the network. I do hope everyone is as informed as they need to be about the state of the finances of the network and what needs to be done. I do hope that as discussion moves forward in terms of addressing these fiscal issues, that everyone has had time to review and that people do understand that this is no longer a matter of choice, it's no longer a matter of preference, that it's simply a matter of addressing very dire circumstances and somehow getting through them. The next item was a mention of programming, and essentially we were talking about the Left Forum, which is coming up shortly. We will be to a minor degree, essentially, initially, and then later on, to a greater extent, collaborating with the folks from Blink TV. This is something that we need to do across any number of areas of station operations. We do not have enough resources, either monetary or human, to do all that we would like to do. But there are like organizations who are also financially challenged who are looking to collaborate with us. This is a chance for us to do more with less, and it's the same for them. It really is a win-win situation. The next item was operations. As some of you know, for some years now, we've had a rather troublesome air conditioning unit. We've actually spent more to repair it than it would be to replace it. Finally, the compressor broke again, and there was no sense in throwing more good money after that. So the entire unit was replaced along with the ductwork to make it more efficient. It is now operating and it is fully paid for.
Good.
The next item was the fund drive. And I spent a lot of time explaining about the rollover service, which when the phones are working, is working quite well. It's working exceptionally well at the KPFA. I think it gives us a lot of confidence in terms of going forward, either with the continuance of the rollover service or going to a full phone service during the July drive. I would like to mention, too, that this will be the last fund drive of a certain sort. I've been managing media outlets for over 30 years now. This is the first time I've ever been told that programmers have the option to literally opt out of a fund drive. Now, it's been explained in different ways. Some say that they have the option of opting out. Others say that the program director has kind of opted them out. Whatever it is, I'm really not concerned about that. My concern is that programmers have a responsibility to help generate revenue for the station. We are going to make certain that in the coming fund drives, everyone who has a program fulfills that responsibility. They will pitch. If they need help, they'll get help. And I'm talking about help in any regard to the fund drive, whether it's finding premiums or whatever. But
people who have programs on the station have a responsibility to help the station, and they all will. I think. The next item in the report with regard to engineering, and we just briefly touched on that with regard to the Indiegogo campaign. So for all the benefits that it can bring across all areas of station operations, we now have video equipment, and we will be using it. Lastly, on the last item on the manager's report was with regard to finances. I think some of you have been following the saga of the CPP funds and their inability to appear. And we've been told that we should not expect them anytime soon, if at all. There have been delays on several areas with regard to compliance, with regard to the audit, and so it is unlikely that they will get to us before the end of the summer, at best. It could well be that by the time we have met the bar set forth by the CPB, the CPB will say, thank you so much, but the money is no longer available. Yeah. Quite frankly, I think some of you know that the CPB has gradually been phasing out over the years and will continue to do so. At some point, there probably will be no CPB and certainly no CSG monies for us. Until that time, I think it is wise for us to continue to try to pursue them, because they do encourage us to do things for the sake of the community that are most useful. We will continue to do our best with regard to compliance in every way, and hopefully we will succeed.
Thank you, Mr. Pratt.
Oh, oops, sorry. Go ahead.
Also, I would like to apologize. I accidentally delayed on something. I did not give a proper introduction, so I did want to welcome to your first local station building here at KPFK. This is Mr. Prodsky, the interim general manager.
Richard
Prodsky. Thank you for coming to our meeting with me here. And we're going to take a stack for questions from our board here. We will have time for public comment, where members of the public will have 1 minute, so if you can make your comments concise or your questions. So we'll take it back here.
There's a list here.
No one was told that this is the time
and the place. Rodrigo has the floor.
Bueno, primeramente estamos discutiendo ahorita la cuestión, digamos, de uno, se hizo la aprobación de lo que es la agenda.
Members of the public, please.
We're tired of rules and nobody knows about. New rules.
What is this signing list?
What is that shit? Old road is rules, no outbursts.
Excuse me, okay, let's get a little bit of order here. I did not know that there was a list, please.
And we're
Excuse me, we're not yell. We are getting some order here. Please go ahead and sign up for a list. If there's a list going, it'll be 1 minute for each.
Public comment.
Just to say so.
Okay, thank you. Back to our meeting here, Mr. Arquette.
Public comment.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Okay, ya discutió la cuestión de la agenda. Una de las cosas es de que aquí anteriormente había traducción al español, pero ya no la hay. So we had discussed the agenda items, and before we used to have, you know, a Spanish translation, but we don't have it anymore. So we are asking our community to come to this meeting, and we do not take care of business. So si pedimos a la gente que venga, al menos tenemos que hacer una pequeña resumen de lo que estamos diciendo para que todo el mundo sepa de qué se trata. Ahorita lo que acaba de tocar el señor que acaba de hablar es el director interino de la radio KPFK, también de KPFK, y acaba de dar su informe. Y rápido, se llama, permítame, compañera, por favor, ¿no? Que me saque. Compañera, si me deja hablar, por favor. Bueno, el señor Richard, que es el nuevo director, interino, acaba de dar su reporte, y entre otras cosas ha establecido de que la recaudación de fondos tiene que realizarlas todas las personas, porque a veces hay gente que no realiza la recaudación de fondos. Hablamos de la ley, what I'm saying, because this already said in English, right? So I'm just saying it just for entonces la cuestión es de que acaban de cambiar también, porque se ve donde se va el dinero, acaban de cambiar la unidad de aire acondicionado, y en la recaudación de fondos para la próxima vez todo el mundo tiene que participar. Entonces ahorita las personas que quieran tomar la palabra pueden inscribirse en una lista que está aquí para que tomen la palabra. La discusión de la remoción de personas de aquí se va a tomar un poco más tarde, pero está también dentro de la agenda de hoy. So my question, I heard Mr. Richard, basically, well, I read the report that you have sent to us. And my question is that, what would you do, to actually improve the skills of the programmers? Because what I read is basically that, if the programmers are not making no money, well, they gotta go. Mm-hmm. Well, the thing, but I gotta take a little bit of time, I have to do it in Spanish, and then it's the responsibility of this board to do, some kind of translation, right? So, I just wanna ask, just one question. So, because over and over, every GM, as well as PD that we have, are pretty much in the same position. So, the program doesn't work, so gotta go. And at the end, GMs or PDs decide, which program is going to come or not. I mean, without any process, without establishing in our bylaws that you got to take in account the program that was committed, and, the changes that got to be done in a respectful way. So, what are the approaches, or what are you going to be doing, actually, to actually help the volunteers and programmers to develop their skills? Not to remove them from the air because they make no money. What are we going to do to actually improve the quality of the production that we already have, which is good people, So, pregunta básicamente qué es lo que va a hacer para mejorar las capacidades de los programadores que están ahorita, en lugar de estar removiendo programadores de la radio, nada más cada vez que llega un director nuevo, lo remueve el programa y ponen otros.
I would like to just quickly explain initially because we had done a translation for the report. We did a lot of time for that translation. Thank you. And then we allowed the time that each member has for the question alone because there was a translation involved for the report because we did not have the equipment here. So thank you for that. The next question is Mr. Price.
Yeah, I apologize. Is there anything Mr. Chair?
Thank you very much for the chair. He's still very, very rusty about learning. I just have a question about how Omicron numbers that we asked why they were discontinued and we'll see them again. They had a very long debate last year about being back in the manager report.
I'm sorry, could you repeat?
Omicron numbers were that the resolution last year that they would be part of the report going forward. So it's just vaguely talking about people listening. We know who is listening and to what shows.
Ms.
Cosman? I just have a comment that we're not getting any more CPD money, KPFK, so it doesn't matter what we do after this year. They were told us your listenership is too low and your listening donations are too low. Bye-bye. You're irrelevant.
The next person on our staff.
Thank you. Richard, a warm welcome. Thank you for making here. I know that you're in an awkward situation with both stations and many miles between them, so thanks for being in attendance today. My question pertains to the quality of fund drive premiums. I'm sure you face this at both stations, but as a listener, I've noticed a discernible degradation of the quality of premiums. And by that I mean, not only do I hear the same premiums from what feels like 2 years ago, I've heard the same programs rebroadcast again and again. the previous fund drive, I ordered a CD and played it in a number of machines, and it refused to play. It was a dead disc. I mean, in computers, and it was ridiculous. So I ordered another one for this most recent fund drive. It arrived, and not only was it not pre-printed on the CD as we moved up to that technology, but it has, you know, the sticker labels wouldn't come out of my machine. No introductions on any of the topics. It was the Ian Masters Premium and had all these. I got it just because it had Richard Wolff talk, and I wanted to hear that one talk. So it just starts going on, track one, and just some guy's talking. I have no idea who it is. It has no value to me because I don't know who the hell the guy is or what he's talking on. So you search through it to try to get to a familiar voice. So just the production value just seems to drop way off in the manufacturing of the CDs and the content. So I would implore you to encourage the guys to, you know, it's not just easy to just throw MP3s on a CD and get it out there in the mail. We're cutting too many corners, it seems like. I can imagine I'm not the only listener that's faced that problem with our premiums.
Thank you. We have closest back after Michael also. Next is Lawrence.
Mr. Sobrowski, thank you for being here and thank you for providing the reports for us. One of the things that I reflected on your report was that those programs who don't make any money, that should be replaced. And what I didn't hear is the process of getting to, as you just reiterated, that it should that people should be given any kind of assistance or help in regards to learning how to pitch. Not so much be preempted, because a lot of programmers get preempted, especially it seems like the Spanish language programming is the one that gets preempted the most, so they can't continue to build on that audience, or keep, you know, they get 1 week, the first week, and then after the first week, they're gone. So I would like you to address that, and I would also like you to address how you would engage our listeners in terms of, you know, trying to get a sense of what it is that they want to hear, especially listening to who are underrepresented and have very little voice on the air because of the aging of the program. It seems to be more towards when a program gets replaced or somebody gets put into a slot, it seems to be of an aging demographic that is almost completely irrelevant to the demographic that we may need, such as the youth and such as the, I'll finish up right now, such as the general demographics that this other area consists of.
Thank you. Mr. Novick, there'll be the last question in the last time, and we'll give a few
minutes.
Jeff. Yeah, is there something you had you left on? I don't understand why.
Yeah, the feedback.
I haven't noticed it.
Because we
have
to turn them on.
Okay, so I also wanted to thank you for your presence. I'm glad you were finally able to get to one of these meetings. I appreciated the sober assessment of the state of the foundation in the document. I think it speaks to the need for all of the stations to delve much more deeply into community service and identifying the needs of the listeners. I was going to go put my colleague on. It's just that I did appreciate also your commitment to try to have all the shows on the air during fund drives and getting them with whatever training or support is necessary to have effective fundraising on the air. I did have a couple of questions regarding a few things that we had some tentative commitments to, and that was the idea of a strategic planning process initiated by the general manager. There was a call for that in a local section board resolution a couple of months ago. We did discuss it briefly, but I would like to see that process move forward. I think that's the management responsibility to engage the current staff, paid and unpaid, the governance and the listeners in a deeper examination of how the station can better meet community needs and therefore better sustain itself going forward. Thank you.
Thank you. If you can summarize the response.
Can we move to extend that?
Okay, that's the extent. How much? How much time?
Well, I'm going to do it as quickly as possible, and when I get time, we just stop.
Mike, please.
there's a motion.
5 minutes.
Make it 8 total. Okay, 8 minutes. Is there any objection to making
him speak in
8 minutes?
If you need to, I think he's willing to do whatever he wants.
Is there any?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get going.
No objection.
No objection. Go ahead.
Even if there's a call for Stephen 10 minutes.
No objection here.
No objection to 10 minutes? Okay. Thank you.
With regard to improving the skills of programmers so that they can do fundraising on their shows, the other day we brought in, I guess what you call experts, consultants, who have helped in all phases. They are there before the fund drive. They assist with training. They have on website training that is available to all the programmers. They come in and handle the training personally. They will even go on the air with the programmers and pitch. We don't have a development director up at KPFA. We do have these folks as consultants. I'm extremely impressed with their work. Even people who have excellent fundraising skills on the air benefit from these training sessions. And I say they go across the board in terms of helping them pick premiums. And even in terms of choosing the words, there are certain ways, and I don't want to make this sound like salesmanship, but there are certain ways of phrasing things that are much more appealing than in other ways. And they have done the research to show you what people respond to if you say it in a given way. So, with using consultants like that, with using the online resources that they provide, as well as training videos that we can assemble using our own people here, which probably will be a little bit easier for some, simply because if you do it on a local level, they're more familiar with the local audience. I have to tell you, these consultants are from Arizona, so they are not terribly familiar necessarily with the LA market. The people we have here are. With regard to Arbitron numbers, that's fine. I'd be more than happy to tell our program director to do a presentation on them when they come out on a quarterly basis. I think that's fine. CPP money, just a correction, folks. You might want to phrase it as KPFK being put on probation with regard to with regard to the CPB. In other words, we were told that we did not meet the listenership or the gross revenue criteria. The probation part is that when we get CPB money, and we were scheduled to get them here, they would be somewhat reduced, and 25% of those monies must go to, and I'm using the word program, I don't mean over-the-air programs, but anything that we can do, anything that we can assemble to help the station create more listeners and to generate more revenue. But we were still scheduled to get CPB monies. With regard to fund drive premiums and premiums and their quality, I will look into what's happening in terms of their production. I do know that, for the most part, things are getting a little bit better in terms of the variety of the premiums, because we do have access to some staff up at A. There is a joint committee now between A and K to generate premiums. In the past, sometimes the folks involved have been duplicating efforts. Now they're dividing their time so that they know what everyone else is doing. And I must say, I think in terms of the content of the premiums, it is getting better. Yes, we do play, or we do flog the same premiums over and over again. There are several reasons for that. One is, when you have programmers opting out, you have to fill that time, and you only have so many premiums, even if you're generating more. The other thing is that, quite frankly, there are some premiums that consistently work for us over and over again, year in and year out. Anytime we play Alan Watts, he makes money for us. Thank you, Alan. Anytime we play Mario Martinez, he makes money for us. This new Oliver Stone history series, every time we air it, it makes money. I know how coarse this must sound to people who feel as though that we shouldn't even be thinking about money, but we do have to. And when something is successful, we are obliged to use it to our benefit, and also that success shows that people are interested in it. So
I record a modern version of it, so it's not a 3-year-old.
We can certainly do that or edit it. With regard to training, I think I already touched on bringing in the consultants. And quite frankly, one of the most important things that we can achieve with a fund drive is to make the fund drive as close to the regular programming as we can. There are several reasons for this. One is we don't like to tell the audience, in effect, well, this is what we air regularly, but when we really want to catch your attention and make some money, we're going to get rid of that and play something else. That's a bad message to send. Right. So we want to make the fund drive as close to the regular program as, and in that sense have as much to appeal to the regular listeners. The other aspect is, and I don't know if Bernard shared the letter with you folks when it was sent out, but John Krigler has warned all the Pacifica stations. John Krigler is our attorney in Washington who handles FCC matters and things like that. Essentially, the controlling authorities are getting rather concerned that we community stations are turning into the home shopping network.
Right.
And there's a phrase that John used in his letter where he said that we need to make certain that the cash value, the value of the premium itself, is insignificant. So if it's a t-shirt, if it's a mug, if it's a DVD, if it's a relatively small amount of cash value for the donation we're requesting, that's okay. But when we start using premiums that have significant cash value, even when we charge, or we rephrase that, even when we request a larger donation, we still can't say that the value of that is insignificant. And at that point, that's when the FCC and others start looking at it as if we're selling it. So again, if we can get back to fund drive programming that is reflective of the programs themselves, if we can make the premium reflective of the normal content of the program, and if those premiums can be of insignificant value, we've done ourselves a great service. With regards to strategic planning, yes, Michael, by all means, I think we need to do it. I do think that there might be some heightened expectations about what we can achieve through it. Quite frankly, I've had talks with Bernard about this because I needed a bit of historical understanding of the station and what he's done along these lines. But I do think there are some things that can be accomplished, and at least it would provide a framework that I think a lot of people are looking for.
Engaging the listeners?
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, okay. With regard to engaging the listeners, I do think we have to employ something that Pacifica has avoided for a long time, and that is off-air promotion. We don't do enough of this. When the listeners we engage now are the ones we already have, and the most important contingent of people to the future of the station are the ones who aren't listening to us now. We cannot survive unless we bring in more people. And to do this, we have to do more off-air promotion. This means that we're going to have to use social media. We're going to have to use other forms of, I don't want to call it advertising, but something along those lines. Promotion of all sorts, especially at events that we sponsor and events that are sponsored by others. And quite frankly, this is another area where the programmers have to understand that this is their responsibility. They have to know their audiences, they have to know where their audiences are, and they have to know how to reach them, either with social media, even if it's something as prehistoric as handing out flyers at a concert. That's still promotion, and that's something we need to do through engagement. We need to let people who aren't listening know what it is that we have to offer.
Thank you. I would also like to remind everybody, please, if you have a question, make sure you raise your hand. We are moving on to public comment. We do have our first stack here. Once this stack, we go through for this section. The first person is Nancy Wheeler.
No, she's not.
Excuse me, I will walk. I have a...
We did not know that we want to list.
I am calling. We have a list. Bella, you are signed up as number 6.
Nancy Wheeler.
Why was that not announced? Yes, this has been addressed. Nancy Wheeler, you are the first public speaker. We have Nancy, Augustine, Dion, Lance,
Rubio, Bella, and then we'll go from there. And then I will pass the list back and more people can sign up. 1 minute. Your questions are for the GM, Stephen.
Can you stand over here, please?
Thank you.
Obviously, I've never spoken up at one of these little gatherings before. I've obviously never spoken up at one of these gatherings before, and I feel privileged to be the first to offer a very hearty listener welcome to Mr. Kurofsky. Thank you for being here, and thank you for all the work that only very few of us know you've been doing for us for so long. So with a welcome and thank you, now here's the ask. I've been prompted by several people on the LSC to ask that you put an all-signal call out for the Development Task Force to pursue the vision as explained by Michael Novick in his memos before the fund drive, for your vision as you just explained it. And perhaps that could even start Friday when the on-air drive ends. Maybe we could begin the off-air drive.
Thank you. Our next speaker, Augustine.
Bienvenida al señor Kurofsky. Y pero lo que pasa aquí es que este señor, tú hablas español, señor Kurofsky. Mira, aquí en Los Ángeles, la gran mayoría de la gente habla español. Y dice aquí, parte de lo que dice usted, es que tenemos que involucrar a los grupos que no están representados aquí. ¿Cómo es que vamos a hacer eso si hablan puro en inglés y no son bilingües? ¿Por qué no la gente de que están en este? Hay como dos, tres, cuatro personas aquí que hablan español y inglés. Es muy importante la comunicación, la radio de esta comunicación. Hablas de la cuestión de existencia de este grupo que ya vaya a caer, es lo que el tema principal que pones tú, pero pues la razón que lo tienes así, lo tienes al revés, es porque no han incluido estos otros grupos. I'm going to translate that for you. You talk about an existential question for here, and you put the question of money first. Not the money, it's the people. In L.A. County, in the catchment area of KPFK, it's like, what, 20, 30 million people, of which 13 to 15% speak Spanish. How are you going to go forward? You know, it's not possible to do that without, and you get these consultants, but any of them speak Spanish? Huh? Okay. You're talking about it in consultants, you're bringing to help people out. Do you have them in Spanish? So this, you know, I hate to say this again, I said it before, you know, you have a perspective, Anglo-racist perspective of what's going on here in the county, and not only is the world, it's a nationwide, where the demographic of the Spanish-speaking people, quote unquote, Chicanos, Mexicanos, Latinos, is the fastest growing, it's growing exponentially, and you have to take that into account. If not, this definitely, this station, this organization will go down the tube if you can't bring the people in.
Thank you, Peter.
I'm from the program, former chair for 8 years of the board. And what you say sounds good, but it gets you strong. You study the Eva George model, because the Eva George model moved the state from 700,000 to 1.2 million because she established Pacifica's presence in all the diverse communities. And that's very important. Number two, black programmers don't opt out. We're told we're not on the air at all. We don't even get 1 week that the Spanish-speaking programmers get. We don't get nothing. Number three, we don't get... Now, I think all unpaid staff in the CAST system, we have no programmers meeting, no premium support, no evaluations, no marketing support, no PSAs, no material support. We don't get shit as unpaid programmers. It's a CAST system. Many times related to the question of race and class. So I encourage you to be sincere, study Eva George model because she's the one that moved the station to be so broad and get 1.2 million from getting money from black, brown, and white, from everybody. So I encourage you to really understand that we're told not, we're not on the air because they can make more money with, you know, Gary Nolan or whatever. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.